She was someone who was loved by everyone who worked with and liked by everyone who worked with and admired. I mean, even now, I find it hard to believe that. It just doesn't seem real to me.
You haven't said much in public since that tragic accident. Why speak out now? I think the big question, and the one you must have asked yourself 1,000 times, how could this have happened? You described it as a 1 in a trillion shot, and the gun was in your hand. How do you come to terms with that? It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
What did you think happened? How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea. Someone put a live bullet in a gun. A bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
How do you respond to actors like George Clooney who say that every time they were handed a gun, they checked it themselves? Your emotions are so clearly so right there on the surface. You felt shock. You felt anger. You felt sadness. Do you feel guilt? You said you're not a victim, but is this the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Yes. Yeah. Because I think back and I think of what could I have done.
Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I am going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Common Sensocrats, it is the episode you've all been waiting for. Prop Gun, starring Alec Baldwin, the sequel. That's right, we get into the aftermath of everything about the Rust shooting, including what this could mean for Alec Baldwin and some of the crew involved, also involving someone being an executive producer that we never expected, and so much more. We get into a brief description of everything that led up to this point. And with that, folks, let's get into No More Alexcuses. Let's go. Let's get into some of the brief details that led up to this horrific day. And I know I get into more detail with my episode, Prop Gun, starring Alec Baldwin, the full-length episode, not the I Didn't Pull the Trigger one, but feel free to listen to that one too. But definitely listen to the Prop Gun, starring Alec Baldwin episode, because that one I get into all the intricacies of gun safety and what you should do on a film set or just whenever you're handling a weapon in general. And then, of course, I get into more descriptive details about the happenings on the Rust set. So definitely check that out wherever you get your podcast. Now plug over. Let's get into these brief details. So let's start with the on-set complaints before the shooting. Now, this is the news that actually put the Rust film set on the map in the news, because this was, everybody was like, wait, what? What's going on? And several crew members were walking off set. They were reportedly fed up about various issues, from complaining about being forced to either sleep in their cars or driving an hour to a hotel because lodging near where they were shooting at the Bonanza Creek Ranch was too expensive. Another issue that came up was regarding the assistant director, Dave Halls. Now, prior to Rust, he had reportedly been the subject of safety complaints while working on Hulu's Into the Dark series in 2019. Sources did tell CNN and other newsrooms that Halls had been accused of disregarding safety protocols for weapons and pyrotechnics use. Great! That's what I like to hear, an assistant director being negligent with all of that. So, and according to a press release, Halls did sign a plea agreement for the charge of negligent use of a deadly weapon in the Rust shooting. Now, speaking of dangerous, this is the one that really gets me. So, and the one and if you heard my Prop Gun starring Alec Baldwin episode, you know probably which one I'm about to talk about. The crew members plinking, which, by the way, in case you don't know what that is, it's taking target practice at beer cans or beer bottles with a gun, with live rounds. By the way, why on set are you doing this, for one? This is insane. But this was the definite no-no that happened. They used the prop guns with the live rounds. Oh my God, why would you do that? This is totally irresponsible, and I get bothered by this because I can't even imagine. I'd probably walk off with this alone. But I'm not putting my safety in risk. No, no, no. But according to The Wrap, one source on set claimed that when authorities arrived to investigate the fatal shooting, they found both live ammo and blank rounds stored in the area where the plinking had taken place. Oh gosh, that's even the mixing of the two, which leads me to believe that this is how the real bullet got loaded in Alec Baldwin's gun. So, Baldwin was preparing for the scene. He was working on his gun drawing skills. It is a Western, so I get it as an actor. You want to perfect it. But my guess is he, too, was negligent on how to cock the gun, never put your finger over the trigger. He was probably not taught that, is my guess. And for some reason, when he came up, the gun was probably already cocked, by the way, and he wasn't paying attention. Because, well, he's probably playing with it, you know, and didn't pay attention that he had cocked the gun to practice, right? So, and then once you cock the gun and your finger's over the trigger, well, the gun's going to go off, which discharged the real bullet. And that's the same bullet that hit director Joel Souza in the shoulder and Helena Hutchins in the chest. And that's when Helena Hutchins was rushed to the hospital, but when she was on the ambulance, she was pronounced dead. And this leads me to the inexperienced armorer. Now, let me remind you all here. Her name is Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who's the armorer. This was her second film. Rust is her second film. Her first movie was the Nicolas Cage movie, The Old Way. And a production source on that same movie described Hannah as, quote, a bit careless with the guns, waving one around every now and again, end quote. And apparently on that set, she handed a gun to a child actress, and that's when the crew had to intervene. And you're like, wait, what? She handed a gun to a child. Oh, good. Like, here, play with this little girl. Like, was it that, or is it in the script that the child actress had to have a gun? I don't know. But either way, if you're handing the gun to a child actress, it better be one in the script that she gets a gun. And it better have been right when everybody was ready to film the scene. So, but my guess is that the way she's been negligent thus far, she went ahead and handed it to a child actress to show her or something. And I'm like, oh gosh, no. But here on the set of Rust, again, her second film as an armorer, she and the assistants, there were reports that Gutierrez Reed and the other assistants that she worked with allegedly played around with the weapons, leaving them leaning against their own bodies or propped up with the barrel in the ground while they played with their phones, which that is a no-no in itself. You never, ever, 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 ever put a barrel in the ground. That is something I would be, as you can hear in my voice, be very upset with if I witnessed that. I'd be like, are you freaking kidding me? And then some, probably. Now, it allegedly got so bad that the camera assistant, Lane Looper, walked off the set prior to the shooting. In an interview with Hollywood Reporter, Looper described Gutierrez Reed and her crew as, quote-unquote, three inexperienced people. Now, this is where the bullet mix-up comes in because all of this is in the case. So Gutierrez Reed, she, by the way, in case you haven't heard, she also is charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter related to Hutchins' shooting. So there's that at least. So not only Baldwin is, but she is too. Now, the bullet mix-up, here's where things get tricky with that too. Now, this is after the shooting. So I'm going to talk a little bit about this, and then we'll get into more of the details on what's to come. Now, in December of 2021, this was after weeks of silence from everybody, Baldwin, this is when he did the interview with George Stephanopoulos, that he had no idea. He had no idea how a real bullet would end up in a fake gun. I had no idea. I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't pull the trigger. And he started doing the blame game. Do you all remember this? He started doing the blame game. So this is quoted here. He said, "Someone is responsible for what happened. And I can't say who it is, but it's not me. If I thought I was responsible, I might have killed myself." Do you remember that? And that already, that quote alone, that blew up in arms, because it was like, are you kidding? You're going to say that too? Oh boy. Oh, poor choice of words, Alec. Poor choice of words. Now, Gutierrez Reed sued the movie's gun and ammunition supplier, PDQ Arm and Prop LLC, in January of 2022, alleging that she was sold dummy ammunition with live rounds mixed in. Obviously, PDQ said, no, we didn't. And it also claimed, the suit also claimed, that the gun was left unattended by an assistant who was supposed to be watching it. Now, Hannah Gutierrez Reed claimed that she loaded the gun with what she believed to be dummy rounds and asked Halls, the assistant director, to notify her when it was time to film the scene so she could recheck the gun. But the assistant director never called her back over. So, Halls' lawyer, again commented, has said he was not responsible for making sure the prop gun was a cold gun, meaning containing no live rounds. Yeah, technically, he's not, but at the same time, he is. Because when you're on the front line of the crew, you need to confirm that it's a cold gun. All of you do. Sorry, it's the rules. That's the way it goes. So let's get into the actual details on all of the aftermath, shall we? Now, I'm sure all of you have found this out by now, but if not, well, I'm going to tell you anyway. So Rust is actually going to start production again. And apparently it's going to happen in the next couple of months or so. But the biggest thing is, it's very interesting, is that Sousa, who was the director that got shot, is returning as the director. Which, that I was surprised to hear. I was like, huh. I don't know if I would if I were the former director. But he's not. He's still staying as director. And I'm like, okay. Again, that's a little odd to me. But maybe he's trying to make peace with it. I don't know. But this time around, the project will have updated safety measures in place, including on-set safety supervisors and union crew members. The filming will also exclude the use of working weapons and live ammunition, including blank gun cartridges. Now, with this on-set safety supervisors and union crew members, I think they should have had that in the first place. Just saying. I think that would have been good for them. But obviously, too little too late. So it's unclear right now where the film will be shot. But according to sources, they're looking through locations in California. But they are not returning to New Mexico. They said that's not an option, which obviously I don't blame them for that. Now, this is the part where I get a little confused. In a way, I kind of understand, but I don't at the same time, because it's very, very mixed. Now, Helena Hutchins' husband, Matthew, he has now a new connection to the movie. Now, for those of you that don't remember, he did file a wrongful death lawsuit against Baldwin and the film's producers last February. In October of 2022, the suit was settled with Baldwin, with one of the terms being that Matthew Hutchins would be made an executive producer on the film. Quote, "We have reached a settlement subject to court approval for our wrongful death case against the producers of Rust, including Alec Baldwin and Rust Movie Productions, LLC. As part of that settlement, our case will be dismissed," Hutchins said in a statement at the time. Quote, "The filming of Rust, which I will now executive produce, will resume with all the original principal players on board in January 2023, end quote. So, now, the widower continued saying, Matthew Hutchins said that he had no interest in pointing blame at either Baldwin or the film's producers. Which, that is shocking to me, because as the husband of the woman who got shot and died, that gets me a little confused. So that tells me that the settlement must have been really good, if you know what I mean. Really good. Which means it looks like Alec Baldwin now, with the update here, looks like Alec Baldwin will not be the executive producer, but he's still going to be the lead actor. So I don't know if there was something in the mix with that. Like, as long as, hey, if I would like you to be it, so that way you can kind of, you know, let me off the hook as executive producer. That's my guess. I don't know. I wasn't in the room with all this, so that part is very confusing to me. So we shall see what happens. But all I know, that's a little weird that also that Alec Baldwin's going to be the lead still when he's charged for involuntary manslaughter. So this whole thing is just really odd to me. And also recently, the armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, was spotted for the first time in a year. And I don't know if you saw that, but that dropped over the weekend. And she was wearing, of course, they were all bothered by what she wore. It was apparently like a skeleton shirt. It was very, very interesting choice of apparel. It was the symbol, that's what it was, a symbol of death, lounging in a hammock in the desert under the phrase, quote, made in the shade. So, yeah, that's an interesting choice of clothing. But I guess, okay, we shall see what happens with all of this. But for now, we shall keep our eyes and ears peeled on all of the updates with everything going on. Here are what the charges really mean for all counts here. So Baldwin, he's facing two counts of involuntary manslaughter, as is Hannah Gutierrez Reed. Now, how much prison time could Alec Baldwin get? This is the big question that everybody's asking. The first charge, involuntary manslaughter, is a fourth degree felony that carries a maximum sentence of 18 months in prison. The second charge, involuntary manslaughter in the commission of a lawful act, is also punishable with up to 18 months in prison. But prosecutors tacked on a firearm enhancement to the charge, which would mandate Baldwin to spend 5 years behind bars. Oof. Now, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who loaded the prop gun that Baldwin shot, faces the same charges as the actor. Now, both parties have denied responsibility, okay? Of course they have. They've denied it. This is the quote that Luke Nikas, who's the lawyer representing Baldwin, this is what he told the Post, saying, quote, "This decision distorts Helena Hutchins' tragic death and represents a terrible miscarriage of justice. Fight these charges and win." Which means you're going to fight the charges and win, that's my guess. But anyway. So, now, can Baldwin beat them? Well, I wouldn't put it past him. But Los Angeles criminal law defense attorney Lou Shapiro said it's possible he could come out on top, especially since he already settled a civil suit over the shooting with Hutchins' family in October. Now, Baldwin's role as a producer of Rust could certainly work against him, and I knew that part would. As the actor, he could probably go unscathed. Well, maybe not quite unscathed, but you know what I'm saying. See, that's what I said. Yep, exactly what I said. This is what Shapiro said. Quote, "If he was just merely an actor, I don't know that he would have been charged. I think being a producer of a set imputes a certain amount of responsibility as to what happens on the set." Well, no shit, Sherlock. That is what it is. Alec Baldwin, you're the producer. You're in charge. If you were just the actor, you may get punished, but not quite like this. So that's going to be his defense. And that's actually what Shapiro is saying. Quote, "That's going to be his defense, that those experts had one job and they didn't do their job," end quote. So there you go. Now, Alec Baldwin, now this was interesting. This was at the end of the month of January. He told cops he fired the weapon. Didn't he keep saying, didn't he deny that he fired the gun, or I'm sorry, that he pulled the trigger? Do you all remember this? Remember in that interview? I didn't pull the trigger. Well, now Alec Baldwin had not been fully trained with firearms ahead of the shooting death of Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust. But shortly after, he had admitted to officers he had fired the weapon. And this is according to the New Mexico prosecutors. It's like, wait, what? So he told George Stephanopoulos in that interview that I didn't pull the trigger, but yet he right away admitted that he fired the weapon. That's the same thing, Alec. Pulling the trigger is firing the weapon. So already that's against him when he already admitted that. This is a lot of back and forth. And it's the prosecutors also said their evidence disputes other details Baldwin would later discuss about the incident, including that he never fired the gun. Exactly what I just said. It's going to go against him. The fact, Alec Baldwin, you're in deep, deep water here. You're in deep, deep water. And Alec, whatever happens, you have no more Alec excuses. Don't have a quote for this episode, but I do have some of the questions that George asked Alec during the ABC News interview. And I want them answered truthfully here. So I'm going to go ahead and ask these questions. I don't have all of them, but just some of the really key points that need to be made. Why speak out now? Well, the question, George, that you need to ask is, why so silent now? Well, Alec, not quite so silent. You do have Hilaria on your side, after all. How could this have happened? Well, Alec, this is due to your negligence and who you hired, who were also negligent, evidently. The gun was in your hand. Exactly. Alec, the gun was in your hand. The gun that had the real bullet inside. So with your negligence, you didn't check the gun. I didn't pull the trigger. Well, Alec, you did admit that you fired the weapon. Firing the weapon equals pulling the trigger. How did a real bullet get in the gun? I don't know. You'll have to ask Hannah. Every actor checks the gun. Exactly. Exactly. Alec, you needed to be better trained on that. And the final question that I have is, do you feel guilt? Well, Alec, do you feel guilt? Because if you don't even feel the slightest guilt, then oof, you are more soulless than I've ever thought. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Next episode drops next week. And I'll give you a hint, it's a little bit of Sperry Harry. That's right, I get into a little bit of the Harry drama and what that all is entailing. And I may have a special guest back, but I guess you'll have to tune in to find out. We shall see. But anyway, hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.